Most of Louisiana's $1.6 billion in federal flood recovery money has been dedicated to homeowners. But thousands of businesses also need financial help if they're going to recover. According to the National Flood Insurance Program, 40% of flooded businesses never reopen. Karen Henderson from WRKF looks at how Baton Rouge area businesses are recovering nearly 6 months after the devastating floods.
Harry Mitchell surveys a commercial building in Baton Rouge with a potential client taking notes.
You know, get it all spruced up for you, make it look real good.
Mitchell owns Harry's painting service. With so many people rebuilding after the August flood, he has more customers than he can handle. But just a few months ago, he wondered if his business days were over. Mitchell operates his company out of his home, which flooded.
During like the first week or 2 weeks, we actually didn't know which way to turn, what to do. People didn't really know they were calling us because we were a painting company. Now people start wanting to call, hey, we need you to come in. I need your services. Can you come and remove sheetrock and this? And actually, I don't have a clue. We didn't have a computer. We didn't have a printer.
What he did have was flood insurance, but the claims process was slow. He needed other sources of funding to get back on his feet.
We did have a savings, and thank God we did. We used our savings to take care of most of it.
His local church also contributed.
It was a trying time. It was a testing time. But, you know, God saw us through it.
Mitchell is still in the process of rebuilding, but is well on his way.
After we finally got my home together, we was able to go out and work. Of course, this is the busiest time that we ever been. Because of being a painting company, sheetrock and finishing, it was a big demand on our work.
Elsewhere in Baton Rouge, presses are running at Baton Rouge Press. Much of the massive warehouse still sits gutted, a visual reminder of the water that shut them down for months. Owner Pat Prather says they got 4 feet. It soaked presses and computers and turned paper stock and orders ready to be shipped out into paper mache.
I call my insurance person immediately. Okay, what do we need to get going? Because our business has been interrupted. Because I bought business interruption insurance. And she said, Pat, it doesn't cover you because you don't have flood insurance.
Prather's business isn't in a floodplain and had never flooded before. She says her losses totaled more than $1 million. To save her company, she borrowed money from the bank.
The biggest challenge going in is knowing how much money you needed. What were the needs going to be? And I think I went back 3 or 4 times. No, we have to have more money. This is costing more than we originally anticipated.
Prather is rebuilding in phases. It's been tough, but she says her employees' dedication helped her move forward.
They wondered, is she going to try to bring it back? You know, they were just worried, you know, are we going to still have our jobs, you know? And
did you ever consider or fear that you wouldn't be able to bring it back?
I was the first one to get here that morning, and when I saw them start arriving, I knew that we could do it. I did, so. I still get teared up when I think about it.
Business is up and running, employees are working, but now she's got debt to manage. Mitchell and Prather's stories are familiar to Adam Knapp, president and CEO of the Baton Rouge Area Chamber of Commerce. Knapp says it's hard to know exactly how many businesses were affected by the flood because there's been no official survey.
The estimates we came up with early on was that the number was in the neighborhood of potentially 12,000 businesses in the areas where there was water and inundation. The state's estimates are a little narrower than that, come down to as many as 6,000 businesses that are flooded in some way directly, and so we've been using that number.
The Louisiana Department of Economic Development estimates structural damages to businesses at $590 million, equipment losses $260 million, and lost inventory over $1.4 billion. So far, the federal government has approved $1.6 billion for statewide recovery, a fraction of what is needed.
The vast majority of that is going to be for homeowners, but they have committed to putting up about $52 million for business recovery assistance, technical assistance, a little bit of it. Most of it is going to be small business grants and loans to try to help folks that have got flooded to try to get some dollars so they can get back and running.
Louisiana State University economist Dr. Jim Richardson says big businesses have an advantage.
I think the businesses that came back were in the Juven Crossings, the national chains. They had a lot of financial support from outside the area, and they can get back up if the company saw, okay, we have a big customer base here, it's going to come back.
The speed of community-wide recovery, Richardson says, will be key for the survival of small businesses.
There are some valleys from small businesses that simply will say, I cannot wait a year for my customers to get back. I don't have that type of staying power. So they may say, it may be right now I may want to relocate, or I may want to say, I need to find alternative employment opportunities.
And every business that shuts down means less tax revenue for that community.
If that business, some property, paying property taxes, what's happened to the assessed value? I know their thing may go down by about 20%. Again, that's a hit because school boards, parish governments all depend on those property taxes too.
Governor John Bel Edwards plans to head back to Washington this month to seek more federal recovery aid. When he does, Pat Prather wants him to remember the value of small businesses.
I want him to think about what a small business does. They employ all of these people that maybe have lost. We had about five people that had water in their homes, some had insurance, some. But we employ these people. So we are as equal as in importance as the private property owner, because we are the ones that employ them.
For the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership, I'm Karen Henderson.
Funding for the Louisiana Public Radio Partnership is provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.